Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land.
Well, hello out there in podcast land. This is a Hodge to Hodge podcast on Blog Talk Radio, and then this is the Messenger Edition. This is Ms. Harmon, and we have co-producers Kent and Rondaya Hodge. And tonight we'll have a conversation with the Messenger, Ron Hodge.
Good evening, and I thank you for that introduction. I thank those that took the time to join the podcast tonight or to listen in at their convenience. I let that song play just a little bit longer because there is a message for us, and the message is something that we've got to stop turning a deaf ear to. It's time for us to wake up. Wake up and realize what it is that's really going on around us and not what it is that people are telling us is going around. So much of the decisions, so much of the things that we do periodically each day is based on information or something from someone else. Not much that we do in the physical sense, we do for ourselves because it is what it is that we want to do. So many times you've heard me say, and I'll say it again, everything you will ever need to know, you knew at birth.
Okay.
You knew it at birth, and part of what your job here, this is what we've come here to Earth to do, and that is to demonstrate what it is that we know. You have nothing to learn. You have only to remember. Life is a process of growth. Growth is the evidence of divinity, present and expression. All of life works this way. All of life works this way. Even the part that we don't look at or consider it divinity, we have to understand and stop making excuses for something that just isn't so, but we'll make excuses because this is what we've been told. I don't want to venture off too far, but I had a conversation with a minister today, and trying to, it's just amazing to me because, and I say it because you ask a simple question. And when you ask a simple question, it seems like they dig deep down into their bag of tricks and come up with a supernatural unknown answer that just doesn't make sense. And just briefly, I just want to, I asked a question, a commandment. If God commanded you to do something, is there any other way? Is there any way you could do anything else? If God commanded it to be, how can it be anything else? And then I started getting the runaround. There are different types of commands. Okay. God got different. This is a command, but you don't really have to do it. Then it's not a commandment. And so, you know, and once again, if we would stop trying to make excuses to make some of the silly stuff that we were taught justified, then we could be able to see a little bit clearly. I said, consider the trees outside. It knows nothing more now when it was 15 feet tall and covered you with the shade of like an umbrella than it did when it was a tiny seedling. All the information that is needed in order to become what is today was contained in its seed. So what I'm saying is this tree, this mighty, mighty oak tree, as it grew, it didn't learn how to be a mighty oak tree. It grew into just what it was. And it is our job. I'm getting a little feedback or something.
Yeah, I was just going to say we're getting feedback on that.
How about now? Is it any better? Anybody hear any feedback now?
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah, it's better.
Okay. I'm going to put on hold just 1 second. Just 1 second.
No, Carmen, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm back.
Okay.
Okay, so I just wanted to use that as an example as far as with the tree. The tree starts out just a little flower, per se. No, not flower, but, you know, it starts out something small and it grows into it. And as it grows into it, nobody doesn't stop and inject the tree to tell the tree, okay, this is what you're going to be. The tree is that. And so it's important for us to understand and stop looking to everyone else for the answer and start to search within. And I do ask again, and I'll keep repeating it, just be mindful of the soul and the mind. There is a difference. The soul is always going to provide you with an answer that is going to bring forth the greatest you. And please understand that the greatest you does not necessarily mean you got all the money in the world. The greatest you is going to have more love, more understanding, more genuine help to your brother man. That is the greater you. Because even though we help someone else, we have to understand that it is ourselves that we are helping the most. Because this is who we are. If any of us saw where we cut our finger, we would put a Band-Aid on our finger. And so to stop the bleeding. And this is the same with each and every individual. Because that person, whether people want to believe it or accept it or not, that we are all part of the body. And because we are all part of the physical sense body, then we have to be able to help one another. Even those that may seem like they have gone on a completely different path than you, that does not make them any better or any worse than you. Because if we really stop and look at it, they might be looking at the path that you're on and think that you're on a completely wrong path. So each person has its own path. And so we have to understand that even though we have its own path, it does not mean that we are different. And what I mean, not one. We are just doing different things, but we are all one.
Mm.
So we have to understand that when we have conversations with other people, as we're having right now, and the information that comes from you, from the outer world, is like rays from the sun. They cause the seeds within you to grow.
Yes, yes.
Mm. And I can only speak for myself, but there is a growing inside of me. It is a growing inside of me that does not need or does not have any use for that old, as they would say, just because we're using the term, fertilization. I don't need that anymore. I don't need the story of Moses and Abraham. I don't need that story when I have connection.
Amen.
One of the writers in the Bible, here we go again, co-producer, forgot his name, but he said, when I was a child, I act as a child.
David. It's King David.
David. Okay, thank you.
I got you, bro.
Okay, I thank you, bro. But that is what we have to understand. That we are in a process now of realizing, because we've always been awoke, but we're beginning to realize that we're awoke. And so because you're awoke now, people just can't pull the wool over your eyes, per se. Because you know better. And if you know better, you should do better.
Yes.
And as we've talked about before, another conversation. So the gist of what I'm saying is, no matter what path you take, you should be able to take that path in pure love, joy, and harmony in the direction of making you the best you that you can be, because no matter what path you take, it's going to lead to the same place that I'm going to be. That you're going to be, that Jesus is. It all leads to that path. It's just a question of what path are you going to take? Are you going to take the extra long way? Or are you going to start taking some direct paths? There's also a scripture in the Bible. Here I go again, co-producer. There's also a scripture in the Bible that talks about the straight and narrow path and the path that is wide, that everybody takes.
Mm. Mm.
So this is one of the reasons why I go back again when I say that inside the book that they call the Bible is a lot of inspiration. But we can't confuse inspiration with God's word. And so many times the co-producer have mentioned, who is it that was able to write down, in the beginning was the word, nothing but the word. Who is it that was able to do that? Was it Adam? Adam didn't get a chance because he messed up. He pissed God off by eating a fruit that God put a fruit in front of him and dared him to eat it. What kind of God is it that we're walking around here trying to act like we believe, we serve, We believe, we totally trust, loving, understanding, but he gonna set you up. Don't people
that one apple,
doing stuff like that?
And that one apple that says,
yep,
has damaged all mankind forever.
All mankind. And it's amazing that we believe something to that nature, that two people can change the total course of everyone's life. Because of two people, nothing else. Because of two people, we have lost our connection with the Creator. Now, really, is that, you know, is that really the type of God you want to walk around talking about you serve? If I don't do things just as he wants me to do them, because, and I say he, because that's the way they look at him, that he's a God is a guy. He's a guy, and he doesn't think much of women because he want women. Don't be by nobody's side. I want you to be behind them or on his side. I mean, you know what I mean? Do you really think that this is how God set things up? Does this sound like how God would set things up or how man would set things up? You observe men today and you observe women today, and think about it. Who set this up? Was it God or was it man? It says clearly God has no respect of person, but the man is the head. Why? Is it because he has the physical strength? But because he has the physical strength, he lacks the emotional strength, because he's been told that he's got to be strong and dominant. But we are more than just that. We have all the same emotions. And they were given to us because there is a time and a place for everything. But we can't use ours because we've been told that that's not manly. So God made a mistake when he gave it to us. Each and every one of us have the ability to feel pain, to feel sorrow. But we can't cry because it's not manly. Well, if it wasn't manly, why did God give you the ability to cry, to feel emotion? Can we understand why that is? But because we believe any and everything somebody, we believe what people tell us other than what we believe our own selves. And this is something that we've got to be able to shake loose of, that dependency on everybody else, because we act as if we don't know. There is nothing that nobody knows that you don't know.
It's a powerful concept.
I'm sorry, say that again, bro.
I said that's a powerful concept.
It is, and we've got to understand that that's what it is. Nothing made Trump. Trump didn't have any special requirements that you didn't have, that you couldn't be as rich as he is, even though, you know, I'm just using him because everybody sees him as rich. But he wasn't given anything special. Well, yeah, he was. He was giving a daddy that had a lot of
money. He had a father that gave him a lot of money. For $14 to start with, man.
That's not a bad starting point at all. But guess what? Your father, per se, has even more. And
Amen.
He will give it to you. We just been down so long that we don't even realize how to ask for it. Because we don't know what we want. But you know what? His father knew how to ask for it. But because we don't see them in the religious sense, then we think, no, But he knew how to ask for it. Remember I told you before about how we're always walking around here talking about, I want this, I want that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we say, right? And what is that? What does the wanting do? That puts in motion. So that's why we always want stuff. Because we always say we want stuff. And we're always wanting stuff. So we've got to learn how to kind of get that out of our vocabulary, because words have power. And just as God said, I am that I am, that's what he was. And you have that same authority. You heard how they say you claim it, but you got to not only just say it, you got to believe it. And if you don't see it at the time, honestly, fake it till you make it. Because I'll tell you right now, and this is just something I want the co-producer to just let marinate with him as well as too. If you say it long enough and believe it, guess what? It shall be. Now, a lot of times we say some stuff and we don't believe it. We don't even believe it as we're saying it. So if we don't believe it as it's saying it, it's already dead. Well, nothing, not dead per se, but it's not in motion. It's not activated. You're not using the creative power that you've been given. Instead, you're sitting back looking for something to happen that you don't even know what. You sit back, you're waiting for either a gift from God or a curse from the devil. Instead of walking forth in your truth and claiming it. And I say this because each and every one of us has been a time.
Yes.
That we've said, I don't care what, this is what I'm doing. And
that's
even
right.
Though the odds looked as if, no, ain't no way you could get it done, you got it done.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You got it done because you can do it. You have power. You have the authority. Jesus told you, why marvel at the things that I do when you can do this and even more?
That's right.
But we took that to mean some far out secret Illuminati code or something like that. When he said it's so simple that a fool can't error. He also said, okay, because you don't believe that you have this authority, just ask in my name. Because I showed you what I could do. Now, I'm telling you, you could do the same thing, but if you don't want to believe me, just ask in my name. Now, I'll take the credit for it, even though it's you doing it. I'll take the credit if that's what it takes for you to be able to do it. I just don't know why is it so hard for us to accept the fact of who we really are, even though during the course of our lives, we have shown ourselves to be really special creatures. We have shown ourselves to know some amazing things. We have shown ourselves to be able to do some amazing things. And we do it, and then we go right back into this little box. This little box that we've also decided that we're going to place the God that we serve inside as well. So we got to hear what it is that we are telling ourselves. And we've got to go into a meditation so that you can begin to decipher the difference. The difference between your mind and your soul. And what happens a lot of times, as I was stating earlier, what happens a lot of times when you speak to these other religious people who don't have a problem whatsoever of pounding their belief down your throat. But when you come back at them with something, then they feel as if there's something technically wrong with you. It's okay for them to do it, but you can't do it. It's okay for you to believe what it is that I'm telling you, but you got to be out of your mind if you think I'm going to believe what you're telling me. And what I'm saying right now, what is that? How different is that from the silly stuff that they want us to believe? I'm saying that you have the power to control and be whatever and whoever it is that you want to be. They're telling you, if you give me 10%, then I'll talk to somebody and see if I can make it happen. They're telling me that the same God that created everything and everything he made was good is petty. And I'm telling you that God does not have a dog in the fight in what it is that you do. Why? Because he gave you free will and he gave you the authority to do it because that's what he wanted. But everybody else is telling you that's not what God wanted. Trust me, if it's something that God did not want, it would not be. But we can't believe that. We can't believe that he, even though we say it with our mouths, we don't believe it, that God is good. And when you say God is good, what is the reply that comes back?
All the time.
All the time.
All right. Say that again. What is it?
All
God
the time.
God is good. God is good and all the time. How that go? I can't even get that right, Co-producer.
God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good.
Okay, and all the time, what does that mean?
I mean all the time.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Always? Always? Even when he's threatening to send me to hell? He's still good?
He wouldn't threaten to send you to hell.
Even when he had the devil, allowed the devil to knock on my door, he's still good?
Who's the devil?
All right, somebody been listening.
Mm-hmm.
But the point I'm making is this is what they say, and they say it with such conviction and don't even believe it. They don't believe it because if God is good all the time and all the time God is good, when does all this other stuff have to come in? Oh, when I mess up? So when I, even if I quote-unquote mess up, that's not going to change God's all the time.
That's right. Sure is it.
And then they want to say, well, you got what you got because that's what you deserved. So God decided that's what I deserve. Because I wasn't doing what he wanted me to do. So, once again, that's not all the time. I just want us to understand all the time. And what we have to understand, as we've been through this many times, there is no time with God. So, of course, as we would see it all the time, he's good. Because he's just good.
That's right.
I thank you, my brother, for that powerful message this evening. And again, when we understand that all the time means all the time, it makes it a whole lot easier to grasp the concept of the goodness of God.
Yes, it does.
I thank you for tuning in to the podcast tonight, hearing the messenger speak. Again, every Thursday and Sunday night, we're here to hear this prolific message. Again, that's one of hopefully open your mind to let you make better choices. And again, it's not a force. It's just important to the cast that we deliver the message.
Yeah.
You receive it when you receive it. But we're going to deliver it. So again, our importance doesn't hinge on you receiving it. Our importance is based on us delivering it.
Okay.
And so for the cast, I want to say good night. And again, I thank you for that message tonight, my brother. That is all the time.
Thank you.
It's all the time.
All the time. Hey, you see that? You see that all the time? You see that timing on that? As soon as the brother said, all the time is all the time, mother said, thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Yes.
These are the
good evening, everybody.
Good night.
All right, that's another